And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
A couple of weeks ago, my kids and I sat down, flipping through Netflix, trying to find something. New special pops up, Jeff Foxworthy and Larry the Cable Guy. It is hilarious. So good.
I gotta watch this.
Yeah, and it's family friendly. Yeah, even the kids will like it. It's really good.
All right, so I think we get a line blinking here, and I think this is going to be him. Let's see here. The show. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, sorry, I was whistling the Ooze with a D.
Well, tune in Tokyo. What the heck is going on?
Well, my little girl was headed to school singing the theme from All in the Family.
Of course.
Little 8-year-old walking out the door going, Ooze with a D. And I thought that was the cutest thing I ever heard. I'm going to try to teach him the words to MASH next week.
Like the way Glenn Miller played.
Yep, I get. You know, my kids watch all the classics.
You got it.
Nice. We were just Googling. I have to admit, we were just Googling GBR. Because I was like, what is GBR? And then I figure you could explain what that is.
You don't know what GBR is?
It kind of makes sense now. I had to look it up. I'm like, Great Barrier Reef? That can't be it. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, we sign up with Great Barrier Reef. Great Barrier Reef. That was always a big deal in my life, the Great Barrier Reef. I went to when I was a child, and it's always been emblazoned in my memories. So now every time I sign up or say goodbye, it's with a nice little gesture to the Great Barrier Reef.
Okay, so
right,
Go Big Red makes more sense. I get it. You're a Cornhusker now. I know.
I'm literally crying over here.
Red.
I know.
Great, this is Jayhawk country.
What the hell are they putting in your Cheerios?
Well, I just saw a picture of you with Olympic gold medalist Jack Sock. He's from the Kansas City area, too.
He is. Well, he's from Nebraska, but he went down there to go to school and learn tennis.
Right.
Because he was a good tennis player.
He did a good job learning that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a super good guy. I mean, Jack is a good, him and his brother and his father, they're good folks. And he very mannerly, very sweet. But I was sitting out there watching a game with his, I was wearing both his medals.
Were you really?
What? Nice.
That's awesome.
He let me put on his medal.
Oh, man, that's awesome. That's cool.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. And then it was really crazy that. And then I was in New York City promoting my Netflix special with Jeff Oxworthy. And there's this guy staring at me, really in good shape, probably about 5'5", 5'6". I'm like, do I know this guy? And he goes, hey, Larry, can I get a picture? I'm such a huge fan of yours. I'm like, yeah, sure. Well, it's an Olympic gymnast gold medalist.
No way.
I had no idea. I got my picture this year with two gold medalists.
Well, I noticed you talk about Golden Corral. We are always talking about food in here. We're big fans of breakfast burritos. Are you still hitting the Golden Corral?
I'll tell you what, your toilet will take a knee after you go in there. That's Golden Corral's got good stuff. I got a great Golden Corral bit on that Netflix special people got to see.
Yes.
I mean, that's fantastic. That's my favorite part. My favorite bit about that whole Golden Corral thing I do is the sneeze guards on the, they got the sneeze guards on the buffet.
Yeah.
I'm like, why do they got sneeze guards on the Golden Corral buffet? And the guy says, it's for your health. I'm like, well, if I cared about my health, it wouldn't be the Golden Corral. And I know why it is. It's those sneeze guards are for the fat folks, force them to get exercise because they put all the good food toward the back of them sneeze guards, so the fat folks got to squat and stretch to get their food. So a good sized fat fella can get anywhere from, 15 to 20 reps in if he's going for the ham balls.
We were big fans of your truck that runs on human waste. We enjoyed that quite a bit.
That's a good joke right there. That's right. That's for clue people in, they ain't seen the special. They wanted me to. They always like celebrities driving vehicles. They try to sell them, but they was trying to find a car that run on human waste for an alternative fuel. It was a pickup truck, so I drove it for 3 days, went through the Taco Bell drive-thru, and flooded the engine on the dadgum thing. And it was embarrassing, because there I sit, and I had to call a buddy of mine to come down and give me a jump fart. that's funny. I don't care who you are, what country you live in. That's a funny deal.
The Netflix special is called We've Been Thinking. You guys.
We've Been Thinking.
Well, I would like for you guys to get down to Kansas City sometime soon. That would be nice if you had some time.
You know what? I've worked Kansas City so many times. I love it. And I'll get down there again. I mean, I was just at the Midland Theater not long ago.
Yeah.
So we'll be down again. I mean, any place that I can hop in my bus and drive to and not have to take a plane, I like doing more than the other places. So
there you go.
But right. we'll be down there.
GBR.
Well, you hang out with the Great Barrier Reef there.
I will. As a matter of fact, I'm putting on my Great Barrier Reef Panama shorts now.
Perfect.
Thank you to you.
Thank you, Larry the Cable Guy. We'll be watching your specials.
Thank you. And get her done.
Nothing.
Had to get a get her done in there, didn't he? It's going to be in your head for the rest of the day, isn't it?
So he had GBR all over his Twitter, and I didn't know what GBR was. I didn't grow up in Nebraska.
I was right with you there. I'm like, I'm a Jayhawk. I have no idea what this means.
This show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.